as Christ. He went to as a lamb to the slaughter. Ultimately, when I give up my life, I'm going to give it up. And they're going to kill me. Prior to that, there may be other things going on. Other things being ministered. As it is written, fire shall proceed out of their mouths and devour their enemies. And anyone that will kill them, he must in this manner be killed. But again, ultimately, when they are put to death, they will go as lambs to the slaughter, just as Christ did. Verse 7, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, and of tender mercy. But above all things, brethren, or possibly before, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Hold on a moment. Okay. This is about patience. Patience, wait, you know, look it. A lot of times you plant stuff. You work on the ground. Like if you've ever done a garden, I have. You plant it, you work it, and then nothing happens. Sometimes it's like that with God. You pray. You seek. You ask. You do diligence. You study. You work. And what? It seems like you're spinning your wheels. Be patient. Patience has its perfect work. Remember, we talked about that in chapter 1. I think I really covered that well. If you need a reminder, you know, patience feeds off itself. You learn patience by waiting. And that gives you greater patience the next time to wait. And so you wait with greater faith, greater hope, more expectation. You know, the first time you plant seed, you're sort of like, and I see this, and the first time I had a garden, it was sort of like, hey, every day you're out there checking it. You know? I mean, literally, you feel like, every day you look, is it growing yet? And you're anxious for it, because you don't have this experience. But what? People who farm for years, I mean, they just plant and they walk away. I'm sure that I live in a farmland. I never talked to them. I'm sure they just plant it and they never think about it till, you know, they look, they wait till they see, they watch its progress once it starts growing. But it's more of an observation than an anxiousness. Well, those who learn. I suppose there's a few nervous farmers out there. I mean, you know, I know times can be hard for people, right? You know, what is it going to produce and so on and so forth? Anxiousness. If you trust in God, you won't be that way. But he waits for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter. There's an early rain that's got to come, help the seed grow, and then a final rain to finish off the harvest. We also have to, same way, establish your hearts, waiting for the coming of the Lord, not just of the end of time, and not just that you die. I mean, wait also for the Christ should be formed in you. Be patient. It's coming closer. I see it in my life. It's already drawn near, so I know. I wait with greater expectation. More hope. I expect a good harvest. In God, in a healthy prophet, in godliness, not in the things of the earth. Don't grudge one another. No, don't hold grudges. That's so. Let things go. But well, that is actually to groan or murmur. You can murmur. I'm sick of waiting for this guy. Won't he ever learn? Oh, again. This guy's always having problems. Hey, Don't despise the kindness of God. Remember, God was patient in bringing you to repentance. Be patient with your brethren also. You're going to be, because you bring yourself into condemnation. He that showeth no mercy shall receive no mercy. The judge is there. God's always judging, standing, ready. He tries the reins. He searches the hearts. Look at what are the prophets, the ones in the past. They take them an example. Hey, you know, in Hebrews, it talks, they were sawn asunder. They lived in caves. They had some rough stuff. I look at this country. I think of the apostles. Look at what they suffered. I think about us. I think, what? Yeah, I think one lady got upset with me because I started talking about predestination. She didn't like it. She kind of said some words that were, you know, she spoke to me kind of in a, could tell she was emotional. You know, people, someone got emotional with me. Oh, no! You know, that's the worst you can come up with? Oh, you know, yeah, I just, going through some rough times, you know, and my car's been, you know, it's got a cracked windshield, and this is literally true of me. I don't know when I'm going to be able to replace it. Hard times. Oh, well, you know, it's hard times, you know. Why, you know, I had to go down to the food pantry and take charity. Hard times. Hard times is when there's not enough food. People don't even want to give charity. You know, because they're clinging to it. The food pantries go empty because all the people are hoarding the foods to themselves. They don't want to share. That's a hard time. Hard times is when people, when the head of an ass sells for $5,000, you know. That's hard times. Suffering affliction. That's, you know, the whip to your back. Stoned almost to death. Or stoned to death, too. That's also affliction. Kicked around, chased down, arrested, thrown in prison. Think about Jeremiah, stuck into the mire, thrown down, imagine, you know, thrown into a, imagine, you know, for a prison, throw you in the bottom of a outhouse, porta potty. Hey, we count them happy which endure, and you come out of it.